Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
Well, good morning, everybody, again. I'm going to do my best to disguise my very, very up late at night watching 4th of July festivities voice that I have. So happy 4th of July to everybody that's on the line. We've got several dozen now tuning in. And want to welcome you to Saturday AM Live. And I know that, everybody who's on the line, more than likely this is not your first time with us. So that means that this is going to be a call with much, much audience participation. As my email mentioned, that what does it mean? Let me rephrase that question. How has Nikan impacted our lives in the area of freedom? When I was pondering this a lot this week, and especially yesterday, we spent the entire day, starting at 8:15 in the morning, up at the camp, which is just 12 minute drive away, where our eldest daughter is serving as a member of their crew that literally does all the grunt work, for lack of better description, to keep this camp running all summer. And they literally have thousands of young people that go through it. And this weekend is their annual family camp. So there is about 200 of us up there, families of all sizes come from all over, some camp out in campers and tents, some take over all the cabins, and we simply went up for the day to enjoy an incredible experience. But that was their whole focus as well, even with their guest speaker, who used to live over in the Middle East. And absolutely an amazing experience for me to kind of go back over 23 years of my Nikan experience and think about the question, how has Nikan impacted the freedom in those five pillars that we get to enjoy? Healthy, starting with the healthy body, the healthy mind, the healthy family, healthy finances, and then lastly, healthy society. How has this company that was started in 1975 by Mr. Suma Basuda, how has that impacted those areas of our lives? And which one, maybe, I don't think there's any one that would stand out above the rest, but however, I have to say, as we all know, that most of us are introduced to Nikan because of the healthy body aspect. We're dealing with something physically in our bodies that is kind of a little out of whack or not up to the 100% mark that it should be. And lo and behold, these amazing solutions turn that around. They change our lives. And for the 15 years that I've been doing this call, that seems to be the premise. Every once in a while, we come across somebody who's actually looking for a business opportunity or looking for something to put their life back in balance. But the majority of us, it's always been because of that product experience, because of that physical issue that we were dealing with, or a close friend of ours, and or a relative, a loved one. And as we celebrated, you know, here in the United States, America's birthday is the way we describe it to our four-year-old, Addie, is that what does freedom really mean? What has Nikan done for us in that area? And I'm going to kick it off here, and I think that, you know, as I pondered all the different things, looking back again over 23 years, for me it was 20 years ago, in January of 1994, when I heard Mr. Larry Prophet make statement at the Humans Being More experience. That was my first, and the phrase, freedom is greatest when the boundaries are clearly defined. And that one phrase it changed my life then, and it continues to impact almost daily. I don't know. I'm sure there are days that go by that I don't think about that phrase, that statement. But freedom is greatest when the boundaries are clearly defined. And even before Stacy and I were married, I shared that with her, and it impacted our dating and our engagement. As parents, we share that with our girls all the time. Hey, here are the boundaries, here are the parameters, this is where we can have the most amount of fun in life, and this is how we can experience the most amount of freedom. That you know, which category, which of the five pillars does that fall under? Probably the healthy mind. But it falls under all of them. You know, when I look at society, you know, how do we have a healthy society? Well, it really comes down to understanding the parameters, understanding the balance, that we can have the most amount of freedom and serve those in community around us when we understand that balance. So, this is your call. So, star 6 on your phone line. And, don't be shy, please. There's some of you that have shared before and, you know, maybe you've had a couple days to ponder that thought of what area of my life has experienced the most amount of freedom. Share your story. Be an encouragement to others this morning, and let's take the next 25, 30 minutes and do that and have some fun here. So, who's going to kick it off? Now, those
good morning,
of you
Ben.
Good morning.
This is Shirley Sanis in Valley City, North Dakota.
Good morning, Shirley. So, what area for you? Most
oh, I'm telling you, it gave me back my health. Gave me back my freedom completely. You know, I find myself feeling so bad for people that don't know about this or are not open-minded enough to take a look at it. And it's just beautiful.
And Shirley,
you know, and I just shudder when the people are saying, "Oh, I got to go to my job," you know, and they just hate it, you know. And yet they're scared to look in any other direction, you know.
And as a culture, that's being that, you know, you've seen and you've heard that phrase a lot over your 70 plus years. That is shuddering, isn't it?
Yes, it really is. And I've gained so many friends, multitudes and multitudes of friends, because of this wonderful product set experience that I've been able to experience. So,
I didn't be able to walk.
I did not be able to sleep. I was very depressed all the time. It was just so. It's so remarkable. What a gift from God. So.
And I know, Shirley, that you know, in the financial perspective, when you talk about job, unless you've shared or you've kept it a secret, I don't believe you've earned $1 million from Nikken over the last couple decades that you've been associated.
No, I have not, but you know, I have as far as wisdom, as far as health, you know, money is not everything.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's up there close to oxygen, you know, but yet I'm filthy, filthy rich with friends, and I'm filthy, filthy rich with health. So.
Well, and that's something that I think when I look at our culture today, and we were talking about this yesterday with a gentleman who, his parents are the directors of the camp that we were at yesterday, and he's going into his third year. He'll be a junior at University of Oregon. And we were talking about that aspect of how young people today can get caught up in the bondage and miss so much of the friendship aspect because of, you know, just different things and whatnot. And I'm going, man, this kid is mature beyond his years to think about that. But that aspect of friendship, the relationship that can come when you've aligned yourself and you're doing something that truly, really is enjoyable. And you said this, Shirley, that, you know, people go to work every day to a job they hate. You know, they have to do it. Not because they want to, but they have to. And that's no way to live. That's not what the American dream is all about.
No.
And it's terribly sad. Terribly sad. Well, thank you, Shirley.
Yeah, thank you.
Kicking it off, getting us going. Who's next? And again, just as a reminder, all you got to do is hit star 6 on your phone.
Al Zimmerman here from Merrill, Wisconsin.
Go ahead, Al.
Good morning. I guess this healthy body end of it started out when I first got into Nikken. Diane had Lyme's disease to the point where if you touched her at all, the skin just ached, and this has been going on for several years. And we got on Nikken, and on her it was 180-degree shift almost, almost instantaneously. On me, with my back issues, it was a much slower process, but we were getting in on a shoestring, too. We were just dead broke, so it took a while, but I'd say both of our lives have improved dramatically over the last almost, I don't know, 18, 20 years, whatever we've been in there. So I just figured I'd throw that in there.
Well, Alan, I appreciate that. Something that you talked about, and I know you've mentioned this, and you and I have chatted about Diane's sensitive skin. How long was she dealing with that?
She had been treated for Lyme's in, must have been 87, before Lyme's was really known what Lyme's was.
Yeah.
It was just at the very start of the Lyme's era. And she actually was treated before she saw the doctor. They had run a test on her, and she'd come back positive. And she would get better for the time she was having the treatment, and then she would revert as soon as she'd be off the treatment. And went through different, four different regimens of antibiotics before finally they decided that she couldn't have it anymore. Well, this year she just had to go through another regimen of antibiotics. In spite of the Nican, it still had come back to the point where she had to be treated again.
Hmm.
But at least she is a totally different woman than she was while she was weighed up.
Yeah. And I know that that is not something to mess around with at all, and I will be quick to just, if there's somebody on the line that has not heard the many phrases or the many ways we make disclaimers, that we don't make any medical claims.
Right.
And
it didn't kill, the Lyme's probably was dead, but the residual effects of it wasn't. You know, that's, they told her she was just going to have to live with it, basically.
Yeah. And I'm going to take a guess that the way you described it just now is that you couldn't even touch her.
Right.
That was not something that you wanted her to live with as well.
That's true, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is true. And that's a lot of years ago already, so it made a bigger difference.
You said, was that 97 or 87?
87, I think.
87. Okay, yeah, that's a few years ago. That was long before.
So we didn't get into Nican until in the early 90s, so for 5 years or so, she had been living with this one. Of course, she put on a lot of weight and stuff because the only thing that made her feel somewhat better was eating.
Yeah.
And then she'd feel depressed about the fact that she ate.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a vicious cycle.
Yeah.
But it really made a world of difference. I got my wife back. And most of the time, that makes me real happy, you know.
Well, of course. And again, as I said, as I mentioned earlier, it seems to be that the majority of us get introduced to Nican because of a physical issue, because we've either exhausted what else is available, or we just, you know, whatever. And I hear this time and time and time again, that we tried everything and nothing was working, and then all of a sudden we connect with these simple technologies that are nothing more than what the earth has to give us, that what God put here for us to enjoy. We're not making contact with them anymore because of lifestyle changes and the fact that most of us don't run around, you know, barefoot anymore to absorb that wonderful magnetic energy through the 90,000 nerve endings in our feet. And we can change all that, especially with, the whole wellness home concept. So, well, Al, thank you. I really appreciate that. And I know you blessed a few people listening. So who wants to share next? And there's lots of us out there that, are being shy thinking, oh no, somebody else will go. No, that somebody is you. It's star 6.
This is Shirley again.
Go ahead, Shirley.
Thank you, Al, for reminding me. Yes, I too have had Lyme disease, and I'm
sitting here in a total puddle right now because I've overlooked it, you know, because it does come back to haunt me quite often. And I thank you so much for reminding me of this. Thank you.
And Shirley, when you described that total puddle,
tears are running.
Oh, I know. As they say in Texas, your eyes are sweating.
Yep, that's right.
And we forget sometimes, and, you know, Al mentioned his own back issue, which, summer of 91, foolish me, I jumped off of a 75-foot waterfall and I hit the water wrong, and I don't recommend jumping off any waterfall, any height like that. But here I am today, getting ready to turn 46 here in a couple months, and they don't really ask, I just tell them, it's hard for them to believe that I once had a back issue that I couldn't even sit like I'm sitting right now without having major issues. I couldn't do what I was doing yesterday and sit out on a field and enjoy fireworks several hundred people. I couldn't do that.
Well, me too, hitting that moose back in 73 and with the crushed vertebrae in my neck and back, you know, and all that stuff, you know. So it's just a miracle of miracles. But I'm so happy that he just brought this back to me about this Lyme disease.
Yeah, so Al, thanks a bunch. You made sure.
Because I've been overlooking it, you know.
Yeah, and, you know, he just made you go into a puddle of tears. So
good
job, Al. Yeah. All right. Anybody want to venture down some of the other pillars? You know, healthy mind, healthy family. Anybody's family been impacted?
Hi, Vance. It's Sandy.
Go ahead, Sandy.
Do you want me to take the whole rest of the phone call? Yes,
I could.
You know, Sandy, I shared your backstory just a few days ago with somebody who, actually, on their voicemail. We have not been able to connect since I met them weeks ago, and she went through a horrific surgery on June 9th, and when she called us back this week, she literally sounded like she'd just come out of, you know, surgery.
Mm-hmm.
She does not sound good, but I shared your story briefly in about 30 seconds on her voicemail, but you're one who had a back issue, and you did everything that Nikan, had to offer, and yet you still needed to go through that surgery, obviously. But you accelerated your recovery time just a wee bit, didn't you?
Just a wee bit, yeah. They had a giant brace that you had to wear for 6 weeks, so then you go back for your checkup, and the surgeon said, well, 90% of my patients wear this for another 9 months. But you're part of the 10% that can take it off today. And especially at the age I was, I mean, I'm not ancient, but I mean, you know, 71, how many people regenerate that well at 71?
Yeah.
You know, that was absolutely great. And I never had to take pain pills when I was recovering. And I marched in a parade with my grandchildren for 2 miles on a day that was 90 some degrees. So anyway, life went on for me really well, and I can't be grateful enough for everything for Nikan. We started out because my husband, I just had a knee problem, and I felt very skeptical of the whole thing. I thought it was a bunch of nutcakes. I mean, what are these magnets? You're slipping on them and slapping them on your head, and who knows why, you know, because that was Then they came out with the far infrared a couple months later, but I thought the whole thing was crazy. But my husband snored so bad I had to wear earplugs they used to run jackhammers, you know, yeah, which is very annoying at best, but I knew what he was doing to himself, you know. I knew how this was affecting his life, and so I thought, well, after I saw a couple presentations, I had him look at it, and it's like, well, why not try? You know, what have we got to lose here? Because he wouldn't use the CPAP machine. 1 hour was all he would try. So, okay.
Mm.
That was good. You know, and then the leadership, let me finish with the sleep thing. So it was a week later, the snoring diminished by 75%. And then they came out with the air. And we're like, well, let me try this air thing. And so no more snoring. I mean, it was just a miracle, you know. And then when he had bypass surgery, we went back a week later, and here's that big, nice incision down the chest, and the surgeon's like, well, I don't understand why most of this is closed. And I thought, well, so it's his mind when I told him, and he's like, okay, and walked out the door. So, anyway. But anyway, these are just some of many, many wonderful happenings that have been going on. And then the leadership in UConn, I mean, I've had a myriad of jobs in my life, and mostly office jobs, and some people it's good management, some are not, but, you know, I would never have been sober, never, without you and the Anthonys. I mean, I just wasn't the type to present things to people, and now I'm like, oh, just remind myself to shut up. But you can, you know. But your encouragement has just been everything, you know, for me to continue on in business. It's been everything. You are so faithful and good. It's just, I can't tell you enough what a blessing you are.
Well, and I'm gonna have to stop you there, because otherwise I'm gonna get a big head and I won't be able to fit out my eldest daughter's bedroom door here when the call is done. So, you know, you mentioned something that I often forget about too, because the other day, I thought I had exhausted, all the different, you know, people that I needed to follow up with for the month of June. And I just was frustrated because I didn't hit the goals that we wanted to hit. And at about, what was it, 7:30, 8 o'clock at night on June 30th, I called my sponsor. And, well, what was she thinking? She was out working in the garden. And I said, Dad, when Mom comes back in, please have her call me. But, you know, not all of us are blessed to have been introduced to Nikan by our parents, or, you know, have them as their sponsor. But the long and short of it, she said, well, what about this? Well, what about this person? Have you called them back? Well, no. And, well, you need to call this. And why don't we look at it this way? And I'm just going, and by the time I hung up the phone a few minutes later, I was so excited about all the different possibilities, and totally on a whim the next day, and I'm giving you guys the abbreviated version, but called a friend who's one of our newer consultants, said, hey, kid, you know, actually, I didn't even call him. I just showed up at his house, and I did call him, but he didn't answer, but pitched up. We went out to lunch, and I said, hey, what do you think about this? And he said, I'm in. Yeah, let's get the sleep system. I want a queen size. And
cool.
That, it was, and you know, I've learned so many things from Dave Johnson over the years, and one of the biggest ones, that the answer to the question that's never asked is no. And then there was in leaving from him, after I dropped him back off, leaving from him, I called another friend, and before I can even ask her, to put an order in, or to help out. She said, you know, Vance, years ago, your parents really were a huge blessing to my husband and I. And I don't know if I've ever told you how grateful I am for that. And if there's anything that I can ever do financially to repay you guys, or anybody in your family, you need to let me know. And I almost had to pull over, because I couldn't even ask the question, and she beat me to it. And she said, because I've been praying about this. And I thought, you know, that's really what this Nikan family is all about, and the support. So you talk about leadership and support. It's when we reach out for it, it's always there. It's always there. And And everybody, you know, pretty much in Nikan in North America, we've heard, or we've met, or we've been on one of his conference calls, Dave Johnson. And he's a guy that just is constantly an encouragement to me as a leader, and way, way above us, you know. And even, you know, Yoshi Yokoyama, the first North American consultant. I see him every year at the convention. I don't have a real, you know, best friend relationship with him, but constant encouragement. And that's something that, it's a huge, huge blessing, you know. So, Sandy, thank you for reminding me of that, because, you know, I'm getting teary-eyed just thinking about the leadership that I have above me. And it's a pleasure to serve. It really, really is.
So, yeah, and even though I retired from my traditional job, I don't know if many people think of us that are, you know, been in the can, maybe not so active or whatever, but it was really good to have purpose in your life. It is always good to have purpose, and what better purpose than to enhance the quality of life of others? You know, that's really a neat privilege to have there.
Mm-hmm. And Sandy, I want to ask you the question, you know, that, you know, Shirley mentioned it, people that, you know, I have to go to work. I gotta go to work. Or I gotta need to go sit in traffic so I can go to work. Working NECAN, I know because you and I have chatted many times about the frustration when people say, "Oh yeah, well I didn't look at that information," or "Oh yeah, I'm gonna get to that," or "Yeah, I bought those insoles but I haven't trimmed them down yet or put them in my shoe." You know, we hear all these different stories. It can be frustrating at times. What keeps you going though? You know, to keep going through the follow-up, to keep, you know, going back out there and talking to people. What motivates you to keep doing that? What's the healthy pillar? What's that freedom thing that keeps driving you?
Well, I'd say it's equally as, like, the financial, but I don't know, it's one of the pillars, but I really have a passion for helping people to have a better quality of life. And I just have a real passion for it.
Mm-hmm. And I think that ties right in with the concept of freedom. That if, you know, we, as of a few weeks ago, we're now on record in our country, 70% of us are overweight. And, you know, I could have definitely ventured down that road just yesterday and all the extra stuff I ate that, you know, it's just constantly, "Oh, you want some cotton candy? No, can't stand that stuff. Well, it's only a buck. I still can't stand it."
No. Yeah.
It's choices. You know, how about an elephant ear? Well, they smell really good. Oh, there's ice cream, you know. And just constantly.
Oh, no.
It's part of, you know, a holiday. And I understand that. And yet, how many people that, you know, I was with, just looking around, I don't know if they eat that way every day. But, we that's a start. And even though that's only one aspect of physical wellness, it really does take a toll on the whole rest of the body. And we really, really, if there's one thing that I am constantly encouraging myself with is Vance, you've got to get to work. Not in a negative sense, but we have got to get, you know, up our A game and, you know, asking people, "Hey, have you thought about this yet?" Because it looks like you're dealing with some physical issues, or you mentioned this and whatnot, but, I think we gotta up our game here to, you know, set some more captives free. And that was one aspect that I, you know, and Sandy, I'm going to finish off with you, and not to put you on the spot, but there was a challenge on the monthly kickoff call that the leadership, and it really, really hit me hard to, because I'm not one to write down goals very often, but I thought, I can do this. And here it is, the fifth of the month, and I found myself, not so much yesterday, but 2 days ago, literally saying, I will, not I can, but I will sponsor three people this month. I don't know who they are, but I will sponsor three people this month. And if those of you listening don't have any idea, the foggiest clue what I'm talking about, go back and listen to the monthly kickoff call. And, it really is a challenge to, what if we all did? What if we wrote that down every single day? I am sponsoring, however, whatever terminology, whichever way you want to phrase it, but put it into a statement that is going to happen. And maybe for some of us, we haven't sponsored anybody in a while. I'm trying to think. No, we didn't. Stacey and I didn't sponsor anybody last month. And I don't think we sponsored anybody in May either. But the previous months, we sponsored quite a few people. We constantly put people in as customers, but did we sponsor anybody in the last couple of months? The answer is no. And, whose fault is that? Well, it's mine. And I kept thinking about that. Go ahead, Sandy.
You know, I just am thinking, like, people are always saying to me, because they know, a lot of people, what I do, and I've been the same weight my whole life, and they know I'm really into fitness and health and so forth. So they're like, well, I don't know how to, it's just such a big job to lose 50 pounds. It's such a, you know, I just didn't even know where to start, and I like to eat really, blah, blah, blah. And I tell everybody, or exercise is a big one too, and I'm like, just give yourself tiny goals that you know you can reach, like walk 10 minutes today, tomorrow walk 10 minutes, next week up, whatever. But for myself, with like weekend goals, I'm trying really hard to just set this tiny goal of trying to call two people a day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and no matter how busy I am or the kids are coming or whatever, that could get you to sponsor three people. If you just start setting a goal, you're going to make calls, you're going to make contacts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it can be used that way too.
Well, and that's, I think, one of the biggest things that we often forget, is that a tiny goal of anything, that even if you don't meet it, at least you're further going down in the direction that you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we saw this happen with our middle daughter the other day. I made a list of things that she needed to work on to pay off camp, because she doesn't have a very good work. Now, let me rephrase that. She doesn't have a work ethic at all, okay? Let's just be honest here. I'm not demeaning her at all. She just doesn't. She's lazy.
Oh, yeah.
She knows it. She admits it.
Yeah.
And I gave her this list that was pretty gargantuan. And yet she got dialed in, and all of a sudden she just came alive, and I was having to run around and you know, keep things going to make sure the next thing was ready to go on her list. I mean, and it was, these are some things that were pretty physically demanding, and yet we set a goal, and at the end she went through that list and she kept crossing them off, you know, done. And at the end I told her, yesterday, I said, man, that looked really good. That turned out really good. Thank you so much. And to her, just like, well, it's kind of what needed to be done, but we have to set those goals. And so I really, really want to encourage, as we go into yet another month, we're well into the summer. When was the last time any of us sponsored anybody? Okay. And maybe it was recently.
Ben?
Yes. Go ahead.
This is Phil Hansen calling.
Yeah, Phil.
You know, you were talking about freedom, what it has given a person in freedom. You know, when I read Dr. Naidu's book, you know, he kept talking and referring to homeostasis, get the body into a homeostasis state, and that's where it wants to be.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, that's the one freedom that I guess I would say, has been the most beneficial to me, is it has given me back, everything that, you know, I had injured, and I'm back to homeostasis, which allows me to do, activities, way beyond my years on living, and that's probably the greatest gift, is that eventually, you know, you keep using these energy products from the earth, and it will benefit you one way or the other. And but you have to have patience sometimes. You know, may take a little longer than immediate, but then again too, if you just keep doing the right things, and you know, when you look at the nutrition, you look at all of the relaxed products, you look at the sleep and the water and air and everything, that's when the body likes to get its homeostasis. And I guess the final thing is when I can compete and do a full triathlon at age 75 and do a fairly good job at it, you know, that's a pretty good place to be.
And,
okay,
and,
man.
you're amazing. Go ahead, Mom.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. But I'll see how fast I can go through this checklist because I even wrote it down. And to put my 2 cents worth in, one is I can't ever imagine that I encouraged my own son. It just never appeared, it never dawned on me I could be an encouragement to him. Second is, our freedom is, first of all, for your dad, freedom from pain. Second, freedom from, the J-O-B and the, well, not J-O-B, his company that he was, thought he had no way out of in his life except to finish out his life there. And, next was, to make the connections with people. For me, also the wisdom of food, connection to people. This is your next candidate, Vance, and that's why I wanted to be in here so I got so it's recorded. Mm-hmm. A Canadian. Were you at the 4th of July at our?
No, not up at
okay.
the school.
Okay, good. Okay, so you didn't get to see him. Paul from Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Paul and Cheryl, okay,
yeah.
Down staying with Vance and Spencer and Teresa, and connected with him because he happened to be sitting there. And just in conversation, first of all, his daughter, who I would not have recognized, I thought, who is this woman he's with? 17 years old, they look like the cover family of the new magazine, by the way.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I just stared at it this morning.
You're referring to the new catalog, not the magazine, but the catalog.
Catalog. Thank you for correcting me. The new catalog looks like the image of the American family, the way the American family should look, okay? That is the way the part of his family that I met does look, and I know what his wife looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And I would not have recognized one of the children, and it's only been like a year since I saw him. There was that much change. Sat down with the 17-year-old daughter, and her whole subject was immediately into food. I had taken a whole basket full of, or a cooler full of food up. There was one spoonful of sticky rice left, one slight tablespoon. It was devoured. I had fresh veggies. I had red lentil hummus, and she was like a woman, at least with a family, in her conversation about food. Oh, break down that recipe for me. Can you give me the ingredients? Oh, have you tried this? How about that? Do you do this? And I'm going, whoa, way beyond her years, because her mom is a chiropractor who actually helped me when I had a fall a couple of years ago. And I'm just going, this is amazing, her knowledge. Oh, and I like to do this with such and such. Okay, that was part of it. But when we were talking, when I was talking with her father, Paul, one of the first things out of his mouth was, I can't wait till I can be doing what I want to do and not have a J-O-B.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I am so ready to be out of the workforce. And he's how old now?
He's 47, 48, I'm going to guess, if I remember
okay.
correctly.
Okay, and his work schedule, Vance, is this. I said, so are you still with the mill? No, I haven't been there for, I think it was 2 years. He said, 2 or 3 years. He said, no, I have a job in the oil gas industry up in Canada. And he says, it's kind of cool in one sense, but it's horrible in another. He says, I work 2 weeks, and then I'm home for 2 weeks.
Mm.
I work for 2 weeks, and then I'm home for 2 weeks. And I couldn't help think. I said, so what do you do in your spare time when you're home? And he says, oh, I just hang out, spend time with my wife, go out to coffee or brunch or something. And then he says, but then I have to go back to that J-O-B. And I thought, he's been in and out of NECAM how many times?
A few.
A few. And I go, and then who happened up to climax this was Jeff Erickson. I never talked NECAM to him, not one word. He asked me how it was going. I said, it's going great. like never before because of the opportunity we've got. That was it. And Jeff Erickson came up and he started the conversation and he drilled me on a bunch of stuff. And I thought, sitting next to me was Paul, listening to the whole conversation. So you take it from there. It's all yours.
Well, you know, and Mom, you hit on several things. And if I can wrap this up, and I want to thank Shirley and Al and Sandy and Phil and even my own mom, Char Rogers, for sharing, because there's so many different aspects, and we can talk, and then we forget these things. As, you know, Shirley said, you know, I'm in a puddle of tears because Al reminded me of, you know, I dealt with that too, and I forget how many things are different now because my life has been impacted by what Nikan's given me. And I often forget about that. And my friend Jeff and my friend Paul, both of those two gentlemen that Mom just mentioned, have been in and out of Nikan a few times, and both of them are working in occupations that are very extremely physically demanding. Jeff is an elevator installer for Otis. And, you know, when I chatted with him last Sunday at church and just really encouraged him and said, man, Jeff, you've got to, because he's not on a Nikan sleep system and he knows better. He has them in his house, but they're on his daughter's bed. And I simply said, the technology where it's at today is so much further advanced than we've ever had before. And as far as recovery, you working 4, 10, sometimes 12-hour days, and then, I mean, you're killing yourself. And he's in his early 40s. But I think that one of the biggest things that we so often forget, and some reason in our culture, what would happen? Here's just a wild, harebrained thought. What would happen if we hit 75 or 80 or 85 or 90% of the U.S. population, and those of you in Canada that are on the line, it'll creep up there as well to our northern brothers and sisters, because as the U.S. does, so many other countries follow. It doesn't have to be that way. But what's it going to take? At what percentage do we have to hit before there's a serious wake-up call and we say enough is enough? We've got to start taking care of these temples. We've got to start taking care of these physical bodies and quit destroying them. And we're doing it. Food should not be something that is a death sentence. And yet we are, because there's a small percentage of people, I don't think it's even 1%, that they have a physical issue that causes them to gain weight. But that one thing right there is such a pivotal thing. And I know if we let Phil talk about the full state of homeostasis, and Sandy to talk about what her journey's been like over the years, and so many others of us have gotten more in balance, and when we look at the breakdown, sleep, water, air, nutrition, everyday discomfort relief, all these different things, it does come down to, we need to take care of this temple, this body that we have. And so I want to encourage, if I can, you know, finish this thought, finish the call with this statement, let's go for broke this month. And if you jump on the line with Dave Johnson and Julie Tara here in a couple minutes, think about what, you know, if you never heard Julie share, I encourage you, I absolutely implore you, here's a woman who was dead broke, had to borrow the money to get started in Nikan, and yet she made a decision. These products impacted my life so greatly, I've got to share them with other people. And maybe targeting 3 people to sponsor this month is too big of it. Maybe that's an audacious goal that you just can't even fathom. So maybe 1, maybe 2. But get them in the system. Get them introduced to Nikan. Enroll them as a customer. And, you know, they can do that for free. And, but get people connected with what we've been impacted by. And, see what happens, because it's a real shame if we don't. I'm pointing the finger right back at myself. It's a real shame if I don't continue to follow up, continue to ask those questions, saying, "Look, man, you got to check this stuff out." Go back and listen to what Bo shared last Saturday. You know, you want to hit momentum, well, you got to pull back on that joystick on that plane to get it off the tarmac. You can't keep, you know, taxiing down the runway. At some point, you got to, you know, kick it into high gear. Go for a 90-day push. Whatever you want to look at it, there's so much more available out there today than there ever was before that's available to us. And you don't have the phone number to jump on Dave's call in 13 minutes. Here it is, okay? Area code 567-314-0343. Again, 567-314-0343. And the conference code number is 838-54-POUND. 838-54-POUND. And if you're listening to via the recording on Saturday AM Live, jump on Dave's recording site, which is simply magneticleaders.com. And go into the archives there and listen to these calls. But there's so many people out there that are literally figuratively dying for what we have, and we've not asked the question enough of them. And I'm not beating up on anybody, because if you haven't recently, I want to encourage you, because remember where you were once, you know, from once we came, and what we've been dealing with, you know, on all five of these pillars: healthy body, healthy mind, healthy family, healthy society, healthy finances, and then healthy society. And think about how our lives have been impacted over the last however many years you've been associated with me, or you know, the last, you know, two. Anyways, it is the top of the hour, and thank you for those of you who are still on the line for giving a full hour of your morning. And again, to Shirley, to Al, to Sandy, to Phil, and to Mom, and my new friend in Fort Hood, Texas, and I keep missing your name, and I'm so sorry for sharing about, you know, getting off of two more drugs as a result of making. So thank you to everybody for sharing, and again, wish you a wonderful 4th of July rest of the weekend. Stay safe, and we look forward to connecting with you next Saturday, if not before. And I think that's it. So again, thank you everybody. Have a great and fantastic weekend. Bye bye.